I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Sonny Burgess grew up in Newport, Arkansas, near where the White River runs into the Black River, recalling the first generation of white musicians to mix country or hillbilly music with the blues to make a new sound, rockabilly. Burgess quit farming to play music in local clubs and became known for his wild stage antics. Sonny fronted bands like the Moonlighters and the Kings Four. In 1956, he made the trip to Memphis and Sun Records with his band, the Pacers. They recorded two tracks, We Wanna Boogie and Redheaded Woman, the A and B sides of a 45 record that still rocks over 60 years later. When we spoke back in 2007, I asked Sonny how he made the transition from the cotton rows to the record grooves.
Jackson County was a wet county, but all around us was dry counties. All these people came to Jackson County, to Newport, but come to the clubs. Well, the dancing, that's how we got started, was the dancing. Most of the influence then was Hank Williams, Lefty Frizzell. Ernest Tubb was one of my big heroes. But the only black music we get to listen to that I really liked then was Big Joe Turner and Jimmy Reed, which are still my favorite black artists. Mm-hmm. I never really heard many white people play the blues right.
Maybe you could set the scene for us in some of these honky-tonks around Newport and elsewhere that you played. Give us a feeling for the club.
They'd come out to have a good time, man. I'm talking about they'd get drunk, you know. Wiped out, and I've seen people bring their babies in, lay them on the table where they're sitting, while they got out there and danced. One of the babies hadn't rolled off the table, but.
Well, they jumped in flipper, took my baby to town. Oh, we wasn't doing nothing, didn't turn around. Just pounding the boogie all over town.
Now, Sonny, when you were out on the road with the Pacers, I understand y'all had quite a acrobatic stage act going that kind of got the crowd behind you. What did you do?
Well, we did a lot of things. We were in pretty good shape back then, young and full of that vinegar. And at the end of the show, we'd do a song and we'd jump off of the stage. Johnny Red lay down on the bass. Joe would straddle him. Jack would get up on the back of that thing. I've got to neck that bass, pulling him around the dance floor. Well, we pulled a neck off that bass about three or four different times. And stuff like that. Anything crazy we could think of.
Well, I took my flipper, took my baby to town. All I wasn't doing nothing, did it carry around. Did it pan and a boogie all over town.
Tell me about getting to Sun Records. How does that come to pass?
Well, that was due to Elvis. Of course, Elvis, you know, was on Sun at that time. Believe it or not, that's the only two times we ever practiced, and we practiced Redhead Woman, We Want a Boogie hundreds of times. And from then on, we never practiced anything.
Well, I love you, gotta get you another man.
Hey, mama.
Now, at a certain point, you decided you wouldn't keep playing.
Right.
Tell me what happened and what you ended up doing for a while.
My brother-in-law's neighbor was working for St. Louis Trimming, and he wanted to get out of it. So I said, well, that looks pretty good, because we wasn't making a ton of money playing music. Making a living, that's about it, and I want something a little better. So I said, I'll try. So I tried it.
St. Louis Trimming. What did St. Louis Trimming sell?
Okay, we sold lace, rhinestones, all that type of stuff that goes on women's clothes.
Decorative things to put on women's clothes.
Yeah.
So you went from being an onstage rockabilly with orange hair and slender suits and all the jumps and moves and style to selling lace and women's fashion accessories.
Yes, I did.
Over 50 years since you recorded We Want a Boogie, and you are still boogieing.
Not too fast.
Why do you get out and rock and roll? I mean, isn't it easier to stay home and rock in the chair?
Not really. Well, I guess it is when you think about it, but it's better than sitting at home doing nothing. better than picking cotton.
Now you heard my song, the story of my life. Now that's all stop, cause I got me a wife. Yeah, I'm trucking on down that avenue.
American Roots Shortcuts. I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.